We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To be standing with my colleagues in government who I've had the pleasure of working with for a number of years, and when people work together, we get results. Today is definitely a demonstration of that. So I certainly want to thank ROC, the Restore Our Community Coalition. This is for you. It's for all of your work, hard work that you have put into organizing the community around this issue. It's for the longevity and the investment that even those who are not with us any longer invested, like Lumen Ross and Clark Eaton and others. Thank you so much for never giving up on two decades worth of your legacy. Thank you, ROC, for standing with us on this. I also have to thank my Senator Kennedy, for his efforts and his advocacy, as well as the support from Congressman Higgins and my Mayor Byron Brown. I also sincerely thank our governor, Kathy Hochul. I want to sincerely thank our governor, Kathy Hochul. She understood the negative impact of the expressway has had in this community, and she continues to have in this community. And she said she was going to do something about it, and she worked with us to make that happen in this budget. So again, thank you, Governor Kathy Hochul. The Kensington Expressway was constructed more than 60 years ago. Most of you are not even that age. Some of us don't remember it, even though we were here. It was constructed 60 years ago. Since its construction, the Kensington Expressway has severed and disrupted our community and our recreational spaces, particularly Jumbo Parkway, which connected to the MLK Park with Delaware Park, which is the nexus of the crown jewel of the Buffalo Olmsted Park system. The project is seen rightly by many as a way to correct past injustices for communities of color that primarily reside in the neighborhoods where the highway has separated it. Environmental injustices that have negatively impacted low-income communities nationwide by way of increased traffic, pollution, have led to health implications, cancers, lupus, asthma, and other environmental issues, as well as decrease the value of property. Environmental racism, racial discrimination in the environment, environmental policy making, and the enforcement of regulations and laws is unfair. It needs to stop. This starts us in that process of stopping it in this particular community on the east side of Buffalo, in the great state of New York. Is there more work to be done in terms of environmental justice and racism? Absolutely. But let us start here. ROC has been working on it for multiple decades. Elected leaders have joined us in making a difference here, and it is exciting to be able to be here today and to announce it. The project seeks to fully cover Route 33 Kensington Expressway from East Ferry to almost Best Street to restore Frederick Law Olmsted's vision for Humboldt Parkway while reconnecting the Hamlin Park, Cold Spring, and MLK neighborhoods. Streets that people have not been able to go from Fillmore to Jefferson on for over 60 years. Again, they will be able to travel from Fillmore to Jefferson across these streets that go over the 33. We have reached a tipping point where eliminating these barriers would be a significant misstep towards reunifying neighborhoods in our city and healing decade-old wounds. The project has broad support, based from virtually every Western New York elected official, stakeholder, and business person. The federally approved EIS study is required to complete the forthcoming federal infrastructure and transportation dollars that could pose highly beneficial to the Kensington project. In this budget, there's $30 million for the EIS study, and there's $1 billion for that to be covered. Hey. It's got to be covered. So again, it's my pleasure to be here. Sometimes you do, you know, great work and you work hard and you struggle, but when you're able to deliver this to the people you care the most about, it's very gratifying. And I could not have had a better person to make that happen as a partner than the current chairperson of transportation for the New York State Senate, my brother, my senator, Tim Kennedy. All
right, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Majority Leader. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is a fantastic day to be here with all of you. And this is a historic occasion as we gather here on the steps of the Buffalo Museum of Science in the heart of the east side of Buffalo. I want to recognize, first of all, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes. Without her staunch advocacy, without her leadership, without her vision, without her determination, none of us would be here today and none of this would be possible. Can we hear it again from our great Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples Stokes? Our champion in Washington, D.C., that allowed us to put forward a historic level of infrastructure funding, $32.8 billion statewide in a five-year capital plan because of a $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure program, a historic infrastructure program led by Congressman Brian Higgins years ago, calling on over $1 trillion to be invested in infrastructure. Congressman, thank you so much for your leadership in Washington, D.C. Mayor Byron Brown, we need partnerships at the local level. And Mayor Byron Brown has worked very closely with the three of us at the federal level and at the state level to bring this vision to reality in government. I know the mayor is joined here today by his public works department that is going to help to see this project through to reality. Mayor, thank you for your support. And I will tell you this, has been an effort led by the community, for the community. The Restore Our Community Coalition has been working for decades to see this day become a reality. Stephanie Barber Jeter has poured her life, her heart, and her soul into making this day a reality. And her and the Restore Our Community Coalition, ROC, have led the charge and have spoken to us in government and have never taken no for an answer and would never take no for an answer. And because of Stephanie Barber Jeter's leadership and the leadership of the Restore Our Community Coalition, we are delivering $30 million for the environmental impact study that will speak to a $1 billion investment into the east side of Buffalo to reclaim the community once and for all for the community that has suffered far too long because of the mistakes and the injustices of the past. I'm so proud to stand here today with all of these extraordinary leaders. It was just last June that myself, Mayor Brown, Congressman Higgins, and Majority Leader Peoples Stokes stood right here with Stephanie Crockett and Stephanie Barber Jeter and the ROC Coalition and Marisa Wigglesworth calling for this EIS, calling for this investment, this historic investment. And the Majority Leader said it already. We need leadership in government, and we got it with Governor Hochul, who decided to make this project not only a priority, but the priority for the Department of Transportation in New York State. And when the Department of Transportation Commissioner came before me in the Transportation Committee, when we were discussing priorities for the state of New York, the entire state, the first words out of her mouth were, we need to restore the community back to its original glory on the east side of Buffalo by reuniting the east side and finally putting in place the system and the cover over the 33 to allow for new parkland and trees and the community to once and for all be reunited. So again, Governor Hochul deserves tremendous credit for her leadership in making today a reality. So I am just so proud to join with these extraordinary leaders that worked in partnership with each other and in concert with the community to put in place a system of funding that will deliver the largest infrastructure project in the history of Western New York. And we're not only going to do it in our lifetimes, we're going to do it this decade. We're going to see shovels in the ground in the next couple of years, and I can't wait to see that day happen. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce Congressman Brian Higgins, who I already mentioned was instrumental in getting the funding at the federal level over the finish line to make this project and so many other projects across New York State and across Buffalo and Western New York a reality. Congressman Brian Higgins.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tim, Crystal, Marissa, everybody that's here, Mayor Byron Brown. As Tim has said, as Crystal has said, in the work of the Restore Our Community Coalition, they've been at this for decades. It was 24 months ago that we met over here in the early stages of the pandemic with Crystal and Stephanie and so many others to talk about this renewed effort because the anticipation was that we would do a large infrastructure bill in the United States Congress. This idea of an expressway building that obliterated neighborhoods is a national problem, but it's no more acute than it is right here in Buffalo. And, you know, if you look at the historic record, when Frederick Law Olmsted came to Buffalo to build a park system consisting of six primary parks, but there were seven parkways, because those parks, unless they were accessible to all, did not have the highest and best benefit to a community. So this community was denied, as Frederick Law Olmsted used to say, the healing power of parks, abundant sunshine, abundance of fresh air. So while the historic record says, with an asterisk next to it, Humboldt Parkway lost, today it's found. Today it's found. It's found. It's found because of the work of so many that have come together. And as Tim Kennedy has also said, our friend Mayor Byron Brown, before the pandemic, Buffalo was a talk of the nation. In the final stages, hopefully, of this pandemic, that will resurface. That Buffalo is an exciting place. People are extolling the virtues of the new Buffalo. And it's under the leadership and the vision of our mayor, Mayor Byron Brown. Oh, sorry.
It's good to be able to stand here with government and community champions that get good things done for the community. I want to again recognize Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal Peoples Stokes, for her tremendous advocacy at the state level, her partner in state government, Senate Transportation Committee Chair, Senator Tim Kennedy, and our leader in Western New York and Washington, Congressman Brian Higgins, for the great work that they have done to bring these resources to the community. As all of them have noted, this has been a community-driven, community-led initiative. I want to thank Stephanie Jeter for her tremendous work, her never say die, never quit attitude to make things happen, and her tremendous committee of the Restore Our Community Coalition that has worked tirelessly on this. I remember many years ago, Stephanie coming to me and saying, we want to reunite the community. We want to deck over the expressway. Do you think we can get it done? I said, well, Stephanie, I can't get it done, but you can get it done. And certainly it is getting done. But let me just say, as you have heard, this was an inequity. It was an inequity that divided a community. Then an African American community growing, burgeoning, vibrant, and still an African American community that has suffered the devastation and the damage of being divided. So this is a project that will be transformational. And yes, it will deck over the expressway. Yes, it will reunite the community, but it will also put resources into the housing in the surrounding community. It will also focus on minority and women-owned business participation, minority worker and female worker participation, making sure that the people that live around the Kensington Expressway benefit from the damage that was done when the expressway was installed. That is what this is all about. Undoing a more than 60-year inequity that damaged a community, that damaged a people. Restoring a community that was damaged. I also want to recognize the agency leaders that are here. I want to recognize Stephanie Crockett and Marisa Wigglesworth, who will be vital parts of this project with the Olmsted Parks Conservancy and the Science Museum. This is a good day, a great day for this community. It's a good day, a great day for this city. And yes, it is a decking over of the expressway, a reunification of a community, but in so many ways, much more than that, much more will happen, much more will be done to rebuild the fabric of a community that was divided. Now it is my honor and my privilege to introduce a woman who has been the major driver of this, the faithful leader of this, the president of the Restore Our Community Coalition, and the president of the Hamlin Park Community and Taxpayers Association, Stephanie Jeter.
All right. Woo!
Thank you. Wow. That's, you know, first I have to say you do nothing alone, right? So first I want to give thanks of gratitude to God. And I also want to say, I want to give thank you to the hardest working elected officials in New York State. This group behind us, they seem to surprise us every time. You know, along the way, we kept asking them to help, and they said, sure, in any way we can. Byron, and I do remember, Mr. Mayor, Brother Mayor, when I came to you and I said, will you help us? And you said, you know, I don't personally have enough money. And he reached in his pocket and brought out some change. You remember that? He said, but I'll help you find it. The elected officials behind me came to us again about 6 months ago and said, you know, we're going to unify and we're going to make this happen. And after the meeting, we looked at each other and we said, what? They going to do what? How they going to do that? And then we prayed. And then they delivered. And I want to say, as elected officials, we expect them to bring home the bacon, right? They brought home the bacon, the grits, the eggs, and the eggs, and all the rest of it. I want to thank y'all forever. You have done major contribution to a community that no one believed in, but you did. And so from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you.
Thank you.
You are champions and heroes and sheroes forever. And to the coalition that made that stuck together, 12 years, y'all, 12 years. Can you imagine doing something for 12 years? 12 years, every other Thursday, we met either in this building or 60 Hetley to advance this. And so to the members of ROC, who've been like rocks, my love to you.
Yes.
On behalf of 5 neighborhoods, Hamlin Park, Trinidad Park, Martin Luther King Park, the Northland Corridor, and Kingsley Park, I thank them for standing up for us, for being there for us. I know, you know, I have to help you with this. For me, $1 billion is not something I've ever physically saw before. Physically, you know, I've seen parts of $1 billion. But this is something that you have to grab your head around when you think about the investment in a community that everyone walked away from in terms of investment in Western New York. This is a big deal, okay? Not just the money, but what it will start to trigger in the hearts and minds of the people who live here. Imagine for a moment, someone came to a railroad track next door to your house, or in this case, a road. What it would do to the psyche of your family and your neighbors. This is what that road did. This action on the behalf of our government representatives lifts us out of that nightmare and brings us to a place of pride. So yes, we're gonna build the road over. It's gonna be sweet. Y'all gotta come, you're gonna love it. But we're gonna also restore houses that were torn down. We're gonna rekindle the heart and soul of Fillmore Avenue and Jefferson Avenue and East Delavan Avenue as central business strips in our community. We're gonna lift the spirit of our people in a way that says we belong. And so again, to the elected officials, amazing people. I've been in politics for a long time. And this is unusual that they came together, just together, and made something big happen. And to the ROC Coalition, because you do nothing alone. Thank you.
Stephanie.
And so let me introduce Stephanie Square, Stephanie Crockett of the Olmsted Parks Conservancy.
Thank you. We call each other Stephanie Squared because we've been doing this for a long time. This amazing appropriation would not have happened without tremendous leadership, strength of conviction and commitment and passion for the people of Buffalo. Governor Hochul, Majority Leader People Stokes, Senator Kennedy, U.S. Congressman Higgins, Mayor Brown, and community advocates like ROCC and Stephanie Barber-Geeter should all be applauded for relentlessly championing this heroic budgetary achievement. This number, $1 billion, can represent more than dollars. Through this commitment, 1 billion particles of fresh oxygen with new green infrastructure may dry 1 billion tears of the past. Through this commitment, 1 billion hopes and prayers have been answered to reconnect and restore this vibrant community. The Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy is proud and honored to stand here today, a member of ROCC, as a cultural partner with the Science Museum, as a dedicated park partner with the City of Buffalo, and as stewardship stakeholders with our incredible elected officials at the state and federal levels. In this year, recognizing the 200th birthday of Frederick Law Olmsted, the designer of Homebuilt Parkway and Buffalo's historic park system, this was by far the most incredible birthday present ever. We are all devoted to this cause, so thank you for this epic commitment to right the wrongs. We will see our city within a park reconnected. Thank you.
So, in case some people have a few questions on topic, I have some experts standing behind me who can help answer them. Yes. Well, I would ask you to look at a couple of things on the west side of Main Street. and the investments that happened there and how it rejuvenated communities and the lives of the people who live there. It's real simple. When government invests in people, people invest in themselves. That's the evidence I have, and you can go downtown and see it. You can go on the west side and see it. Soon you will be able to see it come to fruition on the east side. What part of the city do you live in? Do you live in Elmwood Village?
No.
Do you live in Allentown?
I did live in
Okay, well, there has been tons of investment in that, into that community. And as a result of it, you can see there's a new life there. Yeah. When you've never seen that kind of investment in this community. When you see it, you will see the same new life.
Niagara Street.
Yeah. Yes.
You had mentioned the potential decking between West and East Ferry. We still don't really know, though, right, what the EIS is going to produce. So what it seems to me is a lot of what's talked about, I'm sure a lot will happen, but at this point, a lot of it's still aspirational. Because the plans haven't been developed yet to know what's going to be possible, how far the money will go, all those sort of things.
How much?
So,
well, I will tell you this, sir, that there is a meeting coming up in June where the Department of Transportation will come and talk to the community about this project. And I would also submit to you that, you know, the plans of how it will look and its possibilities are further along than you think. Although I will also remind you that there are a number of people who maybe don't necessarily live in and around this particular community would like to see a different project. And their voices will have to be heard as well. And so ours will just have to be louder. We work harder, we work longer, and we're willing to take that fight on. I can say you'll be invited to the meeting that will happen sometime in mid-June.
Yes, ma'am.
We're supporting a phase one project that was actually really kind of designed and put forth by a plan that Rock did in conjunction with the University of Buffalo.
Yes.
It's a simple covering up. There will still be traffic that will flow under the bottom, but there will be another tree-lined street, much like Olmsted designed years ago, that will be above ground. And it will be a phased approach. The first phase will be the streets that were mentioned to Ferry, and at some point, I don't know when that'll happen. I don't know if it'll be under my career or under the mayor's career or any of our career. But the next phase will be going past East Delavan. Yep. And then the phase after that will reconnect it to Delaware Park like it should have been, never destroyed from. So yeah, there is a long-term plan. This is a short-term plan. And you know, in most cases, and in most communities, particularly communities of color, if we wait for the long-term plan, it'll never happen.
It never happens.
We have to take a phased approach here, and that's the approach we're taking. Yes, sir.
It's hard to believe. $1 billion, it's a huge number. It's a big number. We all remember the Governor Cuomo delivered the Buffalo Billion for multiple projects. There's just been some opposition to, you know, hundreds of millions for our first state. Can you again or reiterate your comparison on the expenditure of $1 billion for this one project?
Okay, I just want to say one other thing, sir. Yeah. Do you know, in order to do this project, how many people have to work? Guess, take a guess.
No, but I'm asking you to not defend, but characterize the investment that's being made.
The investment that's being made will redirect an environmental injustice to the people who live over here. Maybe we'll have healthier children going to our schools. Maybe we won't have as many people with asthma or lupus. People have died in this community from lupus. We won't be able to bring them back, but maybe we will stop that from happening. Maybe we can reduce cancer. And if we can do that, by the way, we'll reduce the cost of healthcare. That's already a benefit. There are a lot of transformational opportunities that could happen as a result of $1 billion being invested in the community. Now, mind you, it's never happened before. I'll ask you that question. When did you ever see $1 billion invested in the community where black people live? You haven't. So you might see a different look on the transformation. But I guarantee you it would be transformational in a way that will lift the lives of the people who live here. It will be.
It will be. It will be.
It will be.
Special fund for that. Yeah,
it will be vented. It will be vented, sir. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about venting and how it will be vented for the last 3 years. And it magically will be clean before it retrieves itself into the air. Yes. It is. We just had a meeting with the Department of Transportation on last Tuesday, and the commissioner said 2 years before the EIS study. And once the EIS study is complete and the community is totally engaged, then at that point, you'll see workers happening over here. Shovels in the ground, yes.
So I just want to reiterate this $1 billion being invested into our community. It's transformational and it's historic. This is the largest capital project in the history of New York State over 5 years, $32.8 billion into the capital projects budget for transportation in this state. Part of that is a $30 million environmental impact study. The next year is the first $1 billion to reconnect and reclaim this community that's been devastated by a below grade expressway that has ripped through the community and divided it like a scar for the last 60 plus years. The community is now getting a victory that they've been clamoring for and fighting for decades. And it is a major, major victory for Buffalo and Western New York. And it's part of the transformation of our entire community. The expectation that we see in the very near future, in the next 5 years, is to see a Buffalo and West New York that has only been a dream, now becoming a reality. Investment in infrastructure, investments in streetscapes, investments in design, investment in human capital, all throughout our community and all throughout the state. In large part, due to the people that are standing before you today and our partners in government at every level. So, we're very excited about what the future holds.
Tim, there's no less than six places where you can cause a disconnect. If you call it disconnect.
I'll let, did you want to speak to
that? To plant grass, and there's all these places you can cross down. Does that just mean you can just cross through one area?
Well, let me just invite you to go over to the neighborhood of Bidwill Park and ask the people over there if it's okay with them if you dig up Bidwill Park and put a road down the middle of their street. I assure you they will explain to you why it's not a good idea and they would never allow it to happen. And unfortunately it happened here and now it's about to be corrected in spite of the doubters. I think it is a $1 billion project, and in some estimations, even the commissioner and some of her people may think it could be somewhere around $750, $800.
And if you get shovels in the ground in 2 years, when might phase one be done?
I'm not sure about that yet, but you are welcome to attend the meeting in mid-June as well.
And hear from experts. Yeah,
you had mentioned this is going to be a phase one project and there'll be other phases after that. My question is, as I understand the EIS process, they'll come out with probably four different proposals. Like, that's something to be determined later in the process. Am I wrong about that? My understanding of the EIS is this is a evolving process.
It's a revolving process that will get us to completing the phase one of this approach right here.
So you're saying phase one is decided. That's been decided.
It has been decided. That's why we're putting money to it.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest that everybody go on our the ROC website and read the UB study. And you will find out the economic impact that it's going to make, and actually the project's going to pay for itself after some time.
Good.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.